Welcome to What is Going Om for new thought from the edge of Om. Each week on Om Time's flagship radio show, veteran broadcaster, author, and media consultant Sandy Sedgbeer conducts thought-provoking interviews with inspirational authors, artists, musicians, scientists, speakers, and filmmakers who are working at the point where spirituality and science meet consciousness at the very edge of Om. Here is your host, Sandy Sedgbeer.
Hello, here's some statistics for you. By 2025, 1 billion women around the world will be experiencing the menopause. 75% of them will have symptoms like hot flashes, mood swings, difficulty concentrating, sleep problems, loss of sex drive, and more for 10 years or even longer. And more than half of them won't do anything to try to alleviate them. If you're likely to be among them, fear not, because there's a natural menopause solution that can take you from feeling stressed, washed out, irritable, tired, and confused by hormonal turmoil to being on your way to feeling sexy, wise, intuitive, calm, and brimming with happy hormones in just 6 weeks. Marian Stewart is a renowned healthcare expert who's helped thousands of women across the world overcome PMS and menopause symptoms without using drugs or hormones. She joined us today to tell us about her new book, Manage Your Menopause Naturally. Marian Stewart, welcome.
Thank you so much, Sandy. It's lovely to be here.
Marian, you've been called the pioneer of the natural menopause movement. You were awarded the British Empire Medal in 2018. It's no mean feat. And you've been recognised as one of the 50 most inspirational women by the Daily Mail. And you have created a comprehensive 6-week natural menopause solution, which offers women something that, you know, I can't even begin to tell you how many women will bow down at your feet just to listen to what you have to say about this, because you can take those symptoms away and 95% of your clients are finding relief and getting back to normal in just 5 months. So what is this magic program that you have?
So it started years ago. As you rightly said, I was helping women with PMS, and I was given 10,000 papers on the non-drug approach to health, and 200 of them turned out to be on PMS. And so we put a program together, which was done, the research was done by other researchers in those days around the world. And I was enormously grateful because we were able to help 94% of women with PMS be symptom-free. And then as the years went by, in the early 90s, there were publications on menopause and in really prestigious medical journals showing that they could feed women certain foods and drinks, and it would have an amazing effect, not just on their menopause symptoms, like hot flushes and night sweats, but it would help to eradicate brain fog. It would help to return short and long-term memory, help alleviate insomnia, anxiety, panic attacks, palpitations, aches and pains, and even things like our relationship survey shows that 70% of women feel switched off below the waist downwards, and over half of them have vaginal dryness, so all of those symptoms disappear as well. So it's all about learning how to meet your needs, because we know that very often people have got low levels of important nutrients, and that gets worse as you get older. And also we've got no estrogen at the time of menopause because our ovaries are finished. And so we've got empty estrogen receptor sites. So I teach women how to have what I call a midlife refuel. And that helps them to not just feel better, but better than they can remember. And even turbocharged so that they can go off and be the best version of themselves. So that's sort of broad brush stroke how it works.
Midlife refuel, that's a great phrase. I mean, the thing about the menopause is half the world's population suffers from it. It's, you know, it's a natural stage in life. You can't skip it. You can't eradicate it. And yet it's such a joke. And it shouldn't be, because it is a really serious issue for many, many women.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stigma attached to it, particularly in America. So as you can hear from my accent, I'm from England. And the M word is bad enough in England. People don't really want to own up to being old enough to be going through menopause. But in America, even more so, when everyone's trying to look young, then they definitely don't want to be going through menopause. And if you think about it, 100 years or so ago, we weren't living much past 50, so it didn't really matter. But now when 40-something represents halfway for so many of us, it's a time when we really need to focus on ourselves, maybe for the first time in living memory, because as women, we tend to put everybody else first and ourselves at the bottom of our priority list. And so when we start to fall over at perimenopause and menopause, then we need to really learn how to meet our needs, and that will help us not just overcome the symptoms at the time of the menopause so that you can live symptom-free, but also the research shows it helps to prevent things like osteoporosis, heart disease, dementia, diabetes, and obesity. And you can obviously, those years in the second part of your life become much better quality if you manage to circumvent all of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting. There's a lot of research being done, and I think it is time that we destigmatize this. I think that the knee-jerk reaction against it, when people just, you know, don't want to face it, is an embarrassment thing. You know, men don't know what to make of it, and women don't want to face it in many cases.
Well, I think women are scared that because our latest survey on 1,100 women showed that 96% of them were taken by surprise by menopause. They're not prepared for it. Two-thirds of them felt robbed of life as they knew it. And we know that from the last Mayo Clinic survey done in 2019 that on doctors, 7% of them feel adequately educated to help women going through menopause. And so the women literally haven't got a clue. And we did a survey on men as well, and they just feel scared, rejected, and frustrated. They're too scared to start the conversation. The women don't want to start the conversation because they feel if they really own up to what's going on in their body, and by the way, they think this is the beginning of the end of life as they knew it, so they've got no idea at this point that they can do a U-turn and feel better. So they don't want to talk about it because they think that some of them think that their partner may not hang around and will, you know, want someone younger who's still sexually active and still has decent self-esteem and can think straight.
Yeah. For many, many years, we've heard people say, well, I'm going to have the same kind of menopause as my mother because it's hereditary. You know, what you've outlined at the beginning of this show when you're talking about nutrition is it may be the lifestyle that's hereditary and not necessarily, you know, the way you're going to experience it because it's in the genes or something.
Yeah, we tend to go through menopause at the same sort of age as our mum. So if your mum had an early menopause, the chances are you may too. But it's definitely not going to be the same. It's different for everybody. And if you have had a really poor diet or you haven't consumed any foods that contain naturally occurring estrogen, let's say you've had more babies, breastfed, you've been more stressed, you've lived life in the fast lane, you've drunk more alcohol, all those things are going to be a factor that are going to result in your current nutritional state. And so it's not so related necessarily to what your mum did. If you were, let's say, a vegetarian, you've had lots more plant-based foods, then you've got a whole different scenario. If you've been active and you're still really fit, that might be a different scenario. There's just lots of different pieces to this. Do you know, equally, it varies from different population to population around the world. So, for example, in Japan, they didn't even used to have a term for menopause in their language until they consumed a more Western diet. So they didn't have any menopause symptoms, but they followed some Japanese women to America, and when they started to consume an American diet, then they started to get symptoms of menopause. So it had nothing to do with their mother, but everything to do with their environment, their current diet.
Yeah, well, and we hear that so much, don't we? I mean, Western Price's work, you know, focused on indigenous people who then move to America and suddenly they start having all these ailments that typically, you know, they didn't suffer from. So your program, it's 6 weeks long. And in that time, you can turn it all around. What is it predicated on? I mean, we know it's nutrition, but there must be more to it than that.
Yeah, there's basically five parts to it. I mean, what I've tried to do, because what I specialise in, is bringing the research together from around the world and putting it in usable terminology so that it's easy to understand. So everything is based on published research. But how it works out is I'm teaching women how to get their nutrients back into balance, because our five studies and subsequent research from around the world shows that billions of women have got nutritional deficiencies that affects their brain chemistry and their hormone function, and that gets worse as you get older. So that's the first part of it, getting your nutrients back into an optimum range so you stand a fighting chance of your hormones working normally. Then it's teaching people how to consume Mother Nature's estrogen, because you've got the empty estrogen receptor sites within the cells when you're no longer producing estrogen from your ovaries. And you don't want empty estrogen receptor sites, because it will be that your brain is hungry to fill those receptors because it doesn't realize your ovaries are stopping working. And you've got all the harmful environmental estrogen that will find its way into those sites if they're empty. So as well as taking them in because you want to fool your brain into thinking you've got normal circulating estrogen, which you can, because it looks so similar under the microscope to estradiol that you had before menopause, you're protecting yourself against heart disease, osteoporosis and dementia, because you're keeping all the factory lights on and the cells that produce new bone and protect you from heart disease and dementia and so on all keep in production. And you're also blocking out the environmental estrogen, because Mother Nature's estrogen gets in there first if there was a race. So that's the second part. The third part is supplements that have been through properly conducted clinical trials around the world. So they've been shown to be standardized. In other words, you've got the same in every packet or pot as you had in the last one. That they've also been shown to be safe and effective, because so many products that are on the market have not been and don't even contain what they say on the label. So that's the next bit. And then doing some formal relaxation, so meditation or the relaxation you do at the end of a yoga session, or maybe using an app to get yourself into a deeply relaxed state, because the research shows if you do that for 20 or 30 minutes a day, you can reduce your hot flushes and night sweats by 50 to 60%. And also at the moment, with COVID in the air and cortisol level, our stress hormone, sky high, it can help to rewire your brain and helps to bring down cortisol, which makes you feel better anyway. And then finally, exercise. So exercising to ideally the point of breathlessness, but if you're not an exerciser, just starting gently, maybe with some stretching and a bit of dancing to your favorite music to build up your fitness, because that helps to oxygenate your brain, it helps to speed up your metabolism so you don't put weight on, and it releases endorphins, which make you feel good. So all of those things are a core part of the program. And then there's other research on various other aspects of natural and complementary medicine and health that can be plugged into as well, which I talk about in the book. But those are the core things that people need to do to get themselves back into really good shape.
Tell me about the natural sources of estrogen.
Natural sources of estrogen, main ones are soy, and obviously you need to make sure it's not genetically modified. So in this country, particularly, you need to go for organic varieties. That could be edamame beans, it could be soy milk, soy yogurt, maybe tofu, soya nuts. Flax seeds is another rich source, golden flax seeds. They're great for your gut as well as your skin and hair and nails, but they're also the second richest source of naturally occurring estrogen. And then red clover, which is another source, not so easy to get through food, but that's been something that's been through numerous studies as well. So we tend to incorporate that mainly as a supplement and rather than in the diet itself. There are some other foods. Again, in Chapter 3, I focus on Mother Nature's estrogen and how you can consume it. There's a chart in there, I think it's on page 60, that tells you how much you've got per serving, because we're trying to have 100 milligrams of isoflavones a day, little and often, because the receptor sites don't stay full for very long. So you need to do it kind of breakfast, lunch, dinner or afternoon, and maybe something in the evening as well, so that you've got yourself covered. And then because you've got these naturally occurring estrogens flowing through your system, they pin the receptor sites and the brain thinks that everything's normal. So it's effectively like turning back your biological clock. And the research is so amazing that not only does it help important little places like vaginal dryness, but it also can help to reduce the depth of wrinkles on your face. So it really does have a powerful effect.
Wow. We're going to hear more from Marianne after the break. You're listening to What Is Going On. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and my guest today is world-renowned healthcare expert and author Marianne Stewart. And we're talking about her revolutionary six-week natural menopause program that's helped thousands upon thousands of women worldwide overcome PMS and menopause symptoms without drugs or hormones. Marianne Stewart will be sharing more valuable information from her latest book, Manage Your Menopause Naturally, after this break.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
Mental health. Most people think it means mental illness. Most people are wrong. Mental health doesn't apply to just some of us. It applies to everyone. We're all susceptible to anxiety and depression. They're human conditions. And no person should ever feel embarrassed, ashamed, or be discriminated against for being human. Cracked the Podcast strips away the shame, fear, and stigma by expanding the conversation into areas less often visited. From brain and body chemistry, hormones, food, nutrition, trauma, and the microbiome, to pharmaceutical drugs, psychedelic substances, meditation, visionary experiences, and spiritual awakenings. Cracked the Podcast will explore them all, including the notion that, for many, breakdown can be the beginning of breakthrough. For in the words of singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen, there is a crack in everything. It's where the light gets in. Cracked the Podcast, slaying the dragons of mental health. Join co-hosts Sandy Sedgbeer and Rebecca Shaper on the first and third Thursday of every month at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. Marianne Stewart, it must be quite different having people online doing a course than having them doing it, you know, at home without the benefit of you and just the book. So, you know, how challenging is that? And, you know, is there, is one better than the other?
What I tend to find is that if someone's suffering mildly to moderately, then the book is going to be great for them because they can go through it themselves and pick and choose what they want to do in terms of new changes. And that will usually work. People who are suffering moderately to severely, or really severely, then they're going to need some help. And so how our program works, in fact, if I kind of backtrack a bit, so I was treating people on a one-to-one in my clinic, and in London when I lived in England, and my team were doing that as well. But at the end of 2016, I made four little films and posted them on Facebook on menopause, and within 12 weeks, over 1 million women had seen them. And so I was absolutely inundated with women who were suffering severely, and I realized I couldn't possibly help them all individually. So I needed to get organized to help groups of women. And so that was when I decided to take all the science from my five-month program and break it down into six bite-sized modules and turn it into a course so I could teach women in groups online how to manage their symptoms. And that's what I set about doing. And then the six-week course developed from that. So now there's a course where people come, they can get their, they fill in a questionnaire, they get personal program, but it all runs from their phone or their device. And so that they've got a dashboard, they can track the symptoms, they've got all the sessions each week, and then they come to meet me each week as well. We have a live time together and I can answer questions and take them through it. And so then after a while, I realized that it would be a good idea if I could then take that information and capture it in a book, which is effectively like the course manual. And so that's what I did. So the first 6 weeks are in the book, and then the second part of the book is all about helping to protect your brain, your bones, your heart, getting your just getting back in your stride, and also focusing on in the workplace as well, because we know that about one in four women are thinking of leaving or leaving the workplace, and our workplace survey showed that 84% of women feel that their productivity is affected adversely for more than 8 days a month. And we know that Forbes said in 2019 that it's costing $810 billion globally because of lost productivity each year associated with menopause. And so I focused on all of that. And then the final part is all about diet. It's menu plans, recipes, and all the things. So in the beginning, in chapter two, we're looking at how do you detect nutritional deficiencies? What are the physical signs, the skin, hair, and nail signs? And then later on in the book, I've got lists of foods rich in important nutrients so that women can find the foods that they like that are rich in those nutrients that they've identified that they may be short of. The other thing I have as well is in January this year, I started the Midlife Refuel Club, and that runs from my website, marianstewart.com. And that is a completely free resource. It's got tons of self-help information in there. But also I do a live session every Wednesday on different topics sometimes. And sometimes I have guest speakers as well. But I'm always there to answer questions. So anyone's welcome to come to that. And that's another way of tapping into some information. If you don't actually want to do the six-week course, you want to manage by yourself, it's another way of doing that. So there's something for everyone, depending on how severely they're suffering. And if you've been up all night and you're not sleeping and you've got brain fog and you're feeling anxious, there's no way that you're going to be able to make it through all by yourself. You're going to need some hand-holding and some support. And that's available. But if you feel that you're able to do this by yourself and maybe even buddy up with a friend and do it together so that you can be accountable to each other, that's a good way of doing it as well. If you're not suffering too severely, then that's possible too.
Well, yeah, I mean, it strikes me that in the same way that slimming clubs, Weight Watcher classes, etc., took off, you know, in the 70s and the 80s and onwards, I think that women could benefit from a local menopause club or refuel club, as you put it. I think that would be a great way
even
for them
have, to... It doesn't even have to be local, because now we've been doing this virtually for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So we were using Zoom before the pandemic, and it works brilliantly because you can bring... So, for example, on Wednesdays, I have women from all over the world in my sessions. It's just amazing. And Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England, obviously America, and Scandinavia, just all over the place. So, and it's a fun thing to do, and it makes you feel that you're not alone, because so many women do feel isolated. They do feel like they're going through this, and they're the only one, and actually it's far, far from the truth.
Mm. So tell me, you talked earlier about the things that are available, the tips, the how to, you know, detect whether you've got nutritional deficiencies, etc., in the book. Is it
a good idea or is it necessary for people to have a blood test so that they can see their nutritional status and what they may be lacking?
I don't tend to use blood tests that often, to be perfectly honest. I do sometimes. We do, especially if someone's got funny medical history or something specific going on. We need to know exactly what the levels are. But because we've had such an enormous amount of success, and there are so many clinical signs, like physical signs, skin signs, hair signs, nail signs, of nutritional deficiency. So, for example, if you've got cracking at the side of your mouth, got dry lips, peeling, red patches at the side of your nose, your skin is dry, your hair's lackluster and maybe falling out, you've got pimples on your upper arms, your nails are brittle and peel, or they're ridgy, all of those things mean something in terms of nutrients. And so it's not too difficult to get nutrient levels back into an optimum range, maybe even using a broad spectrum multivitamin and mineral, as well as diet in the beginning, for the first 3 months at least, so that you get stand a fighting chance of getting your nutrients back into an optimum range. I find that the tests are quite expensive, and so therefore we can save money by not doing them. And especially as most of the women on my website, there's a 5-minute film with 8 of the women who've been through my program. And if you watch that, you'll see how they go from feeling the worst version of themselves, maybe suicidal, curled up in a ball, can't function, got signed off because they had a so-called mental breakdown, went to hospital thinking they were having a heart attack and it was panic attacks associated with menopause, and all those different things that happened to people, thought they had Alzheimer's, thinking of leaving the workplace. And then within the space of following the program, they get overcome those symptoms and get back to feeling so much better, to the point where they're back in the workplace, being promoted, and feeling that their wisdom can be put to good use, which is why I'm doing this, because I think that women deserve this. They don't deserve to be left on a scrap heap when they get to their 40s and 50s. The world literature needs to be interpreted so they can understand what to do to get themselves not only symptom-free so that they feel well again and they can be their normal, energetic and sexy selves, but they can also put their wisdom to good use in the long term, because midlife is what it says. You know, you may have another half your life to go, and heaven knows this planet is in enough trouble and it needs all the wisdom it can get. And women, especially women in the workplace who spent their whole careers climbing the corporate ladder, the last thing they want to do is fall over at the time of the menopause, and it really isn't necessary. And I get really angry when I see studies like the Mayo Clinic survey showing that so few doctors are able to help women. And so we've partnered up with some workplaces, and we're delivering services in the workplace, and we go in and we do surveys so we can show what the lost productivity looks like, because it's going on under the radar, show what the symptom scores are, and then deliver the program so that women reclaim their well-being and become more productive. And obviously that's a win-win situation for the workplace as well as the woman herself.
Well, it's a time of life when I think, you know, the average woman going through the menopause, the kids are probably ready to fly the nest. There's an opportunity there for them to now start turning their attention to themselves. The energy's being freed up. They've got all this wisdom, you know, from raising a family, with or without, you know, having a career at the same time. There's so many skills that they've developed. What better, you know, way for them than to be able to take all that, you know, into the work arena and contribute? And if they've got something like the menopause and, you know, really awful symptoms dragging them down, that stops them from doing that. But, you know, I do think it's a time of life when women have so much to offer to society.
I know, but the shame of it is, and in fact, if you look at some communities where women, you know, Asian communities where women were revered when they became older. Do you know, they're considered elders.
Yeah.
Whereas now what happens in countries like America in the Western world is that we become invisible and ostracized because it's an embarrassing situation. And it doesn't have to have that stigma, because my experience is when you learn to have this midlife refuel, you can literally, like a racing car, you go into the pit, you get all everything done, so that you know how to function, and then you come out on the main track again, turbocharged, so you can get on with the rest of your life. And that's what needs to happen. And I think we need to debunk the stigma and just make sure that people, everyone understands that this is simply a life stage and all you need is a midlife refuel. You just need the tools, and there's plenty of published research to show that you can do this, and as well as future-proof your health so that you've got less chance of getting osteoporosis, heart disease and dementia in the long term, and more chance of having a long and enjoyable, healthy existence.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, go back 20, 30 years and everybody was talking about one alternative to HRT, which was wild yam. And that, you know, enjoyed its heyday. And now we really don't hear an awful lot about it. Is wild yam something that you would recommend?
No, not really, because it didn't make it through the research. It showed that it wasn't absorbed through the skin because it was mainly in cream form. Mm. And so we tend to recommend the foods that have been shown to be rich in naturally occurring estrogen. As I've said, a lot of those foods contain progesterone as well. And when you normalize your nutrient levels, when you get them back into a normal range, that helps to normalize the hormone-producing glands in your body. And there are supplements as well that also have been shown in clinical trials to do that. So we tend to focus on the things that have been shown to work, rather than those things that were maybe more faddish and didn't really make it through the research.
What about the, you know, the statistics are showing that many, many more women than they thought are showing up after the menopause with thyroid problems, usually hypothyroid. And of course, the symptoms of hypothyroidism and menopause in some cases tend to overlap a little. If you're having a double dose, it must be even worse for women going through the menopause who are also going through that.
Yeah, and it can also, you can have a treble dose as well, because with COVID in the air, a lot of people have got high cortisol levels, the stress hormone. And of course, all these hormones interact in your body. So if you've got high cortisol levels, you can also get brain fog and anxiety and panic attacks and depression and insomnia and loss of libido and aches and pains. And so that mimics menopause as well. So it's really what I tend to look at my program as a bit of a 5,000-mile service. So we're looking at every aspect of each individual. And we do tailor-make a program for each person according to their needs and medical history and their medication, everything else. Obviously, if people are going to manage with the book, then they need to do that themselves. But I've got quite a lot of information in there so that they can. And I also do, when it comes to supplements, I mention them by name and the doses, and I mention the research associated with them as well, so people can feel confident that they're investing their money wisely, because there are so many supplements out there that don't even contain what they say on the label. And I remember once being asked to recommend a supplement that was supposedly containing 39 milligrams of isoflavones, these Mother Nature's estrogen. But when there was an independent analysis done on it, it showed that it only contained 1 milligram. And so it's because it's an unregulated industry, it's very difficult for women to determine which pretty packet is going to deliver the goods as opposed to which one really isn't.
For sure. You're listening to What Is Going On. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm speaking with world-renowned healthcare expert and author Marion Stewart about her latest book, Manage Your Menopause Naturally. We'll be back with more from Marion Stewart after the break.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OmTime's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? As a long-time editor, book judge, spiritual magazine publisher and radio host, I've read thousands of books and interviewed hundreds of authors and teachers. So I know what's worth reading and what isn't. Now, with the spiritual book market growing increasingly crowded, more and more people are seeking my help in finding the authentic voices, the empowering tools, and the genuine skip the BS guidance that will make the most difference to their spiritual development. So I decided to make it easier by bringing my knowledge, experience, and considerable network of contacts together in the No BS Spiritual Book Club. There are no ads, no joining fees, no obligations, and no BS. Just an ever-growing library compiled by recognisable and respected names of the 10 best books that help them the most on their journeys. Plus, free book excerpts, audios, and live video interviews where you can quiz them about their spiritual journeys and their 10 best list choices. Your time and money are valuable, your spiritual journey even more so. If you're looking for genuine guidance from people who've walked this path before you, check out sedgbeer.com. Click on the No BS Spiritual Book Club tab and join the club. That's sedgbeer.com, S-E-D-G-B-E-E-R.com. I'll see you there.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back, Marion Stewart. The darker side of the menopause, you know, referenced earlier, suicide, anxiety, depression, etc. I mean, what is the percentage, roughly, of women that have a really, really bad menopause?
Well, they reckon that 20% of women will go through menopause and not experience any symptoms. That doesn't mean they're not vulnerable after menopause, by the way. And the rest of them have symptoms to some degree. I don't think there's any formal research on the exact number that have a really severe menopause, but I think I would say that at least a third of women have symptoms that disrupt their work life. If you think about one in four women are thinking of leaving the workplace. And we know that relationships, we did a relationship survey and 70% of the women said they felt switched off below the waist, and over half of them had vaginal dryness. You're talking about somewhere in the region of half of all women going through menopause are feeling pretty grim, and very often not even telling their best friends about what's actually going on in their body.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, COVID has shown, you know, mental health issues are just going through the roof. And, to have all of the challenges that people have gone through over the last year and menopause on top of it must just be driving some women almost insane.
Yeah, I do. I must say, I do get more than my fair share of women who are pretty desperate. And they do feel very isolated. And it is very sad and sobering that they're just left out there by themselves and not able to, or no one's giving them hope even, that, you know, people listening to this today, at least they're going to go away knowing that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. They may not know exactly how to get there at this moment in time, but they know it's possible. Whereas until now, they may never have even, it didn't even occur to them, if they feel switched off below the waist, that they could get that back again. Or if they've got brain fog, that it isn't anything other than early onset dementia. Or, panic attacks may be something to do with their heart not working properly. it's just such a lack of education. And as you said in the beginning, that every single woman is going to go through this. You can't not go through menopause. No. And therefore, we need to know how to meet our needs. It's just insane that we don't have a roadmap. There's just no manual. For we're born as baby girls with millions of eggs, but we have no idea how to deal with, except for what our mom tells us about puberty. We don't know that when we have babies, that the health of the egg and the sperm 100 days prior to conception determines the health of the baby, not just in babyhood, but in its adult life. We don't, when we have things like endometriosis and cysts and fibroids, we tend to end up in the operating theater rather than dealing with it naturally and shutting the blood supply to those things. And then we bump into perimenopause, those 8 years leading up to menopause. And as I said, our survey showed that 96% of the women were taken by surprise and 2/3 said they felt robbed of life as they knew it. It's just an awful situation. And then you've got menopause is only one day. It's the anniversary of your last period. And then you've got postmenopause for the rest of your life. Well, who's going to teach you how to look after your heart, your bones and your memory? Research says you can do it. But why aren't we learning about it? It's just not right.
No, I mean, it is a very, very important part of, you know, natural wellness and health and longevity that we should be addressing, because it's so critical.
And it has a knock-on effect to everything. It has a knock-on effect, not just your self-esteem, but your family life, your relationships, the kind of role model you can play, the how you show up in the workplace or not. Do you know, there's just so many, the economy, how that's affected, just so many ripple effects to women feeling or women just being left at menopause and not being taught how to meet their needs.
You mentioned 95% success rate. What's happening to the other 5%?
So it was 91% to be
91. Okay.
Factual. So 91% of the women said they felt symptom-free within 5 months. So the others didn't necessarily feel symptom-free. Didn't mean that they didn't have any benefit, and some of them didn't follow it. So the ones who didn't follow it were excluded because obviously they weren't part of the success rate because they didn't follow the program. So, and it doesn't, obviously there's different things. It's not magic. You've got to actually make some changes to your diet and lifestyle. Some people are looking for a magic pill. Unfortunately, that doesn't exist. Even if you do take hormone replacement therapy, it's not really a treatment for life. And even if you did decide to take it for life, it's not going to correct nutritional deficiencies because it wasn't designed to do that. It was just designed to give you a top up and fill the receptor sites. So it's really, really important. There's just no substitute for learning to meet your needs at midlife. It's like the difference between night and day. You get to this crossroads. It's like a fork in the road when you get to perimenopause, and you're either going to go downhill and feel old before your time, or you're going to learn how to meet your needs and get yourself into probably better shape than you can remember being in for years, because we go downhill so slowly, we don't really realise how far down we've gone until we come bouncing back up again.
Well, you mentioned that you have the free club on your website. Now, do you still have the other free materials, like the nutritional assessment test that people can take?
Yeah, so that's all in the Midlife Refuel Club. So I've made probably about 100 weekly wisdom films. I've got lots of webinars I've done on different aspects of menopause. There's some other downloads in there as well, so you can assess your nutrient levels. And you've got lots and lots of tools in there, so it is a good place to go. I just felt that women need this information, and so I wanted to put it out there. We are actually setting up a non-profit at the moment as well, so that hopefully in years to come we will be helping to provide that blueprint or that roadmap that women so badly need to help them get through all these different hormonal events in their lifetime. But for now, at least they can go to the Midlife Refuel Club on my website and get plug into the self-help information, and then come to some of the live sessions on Wednesdays. They're such fun, and we meet on Zoom, and I encourage people to turn their cameras on. They don't all do it, some of them don't, but they're there audio. And they get the opportunity to listen to what's being said and also to get their questions answered, so they don't have to feel isolated and ignorant about what can help them.
You also offer a free Every Man's Guide to Menopause to help men get back the girl they fell for. What's in that guide?
Well, it just basically is raising, because we did this survey on men, and the men said that they felt frustrated and rejected and scared. We wanted to provide them with some information about what's going on in their partner's body. So it's really talking about the five ways of managing menopause naturally. It talks about the different stages of menopause, so early menopause, perimenopause, menopause itself, and then postmenopause. And just to give them a bit of hope as well, and to help them to start the conversation. And I've made a few films as well, also I think are in the Midlife Refuel Club, where it helps men to understand how to nurture their partner, how to support them as they go through menopause.
So what about the, you know, we hear about the male menopause, and we read differing things about it. Some say that, you know, men definitely have this transition period in their own lives, and hormones, I'm sure, get disrupted. Is there anything you can do for them?
Well, to be honest, I've got my hands so full with women that I doubt I'm ever going to get to the end of that, because there are just like, they reckon there's 1 billion women going through menopause or thereabouts. So yeah. I'm not so sure about the male menopause. I do think that as men age, there are changes that go on in their body, and obviously they can get nutritional deficiencies as well. I'm hoping that if we can get the Midlife Refuel into the workplace, which is what we're doing at the moment, partnering with companies to get them to take responsibility for helping women to feel better. If we can get Midlife Refuel on the menu in the workplace for women, then there's no reason why we can't get Midlife Refuel on the menu for men as well. So that's the goal in the longer scheme, you know, the longer term. But in the short term, we're very focused on women.
Well, you know, if all of these women are going to be getting their old selves back, they're going to need new men or, you know, men who've got their old selves back to match them.
Of course, absolutely. And I totally agree with that. And we tend to, and that's one of the things that we're doing in the Midlife Refuel Club, is we're inviting guest experts to talk on different subjects. So, for example, next Wednesday, we've got an expert talking about decluttering. And may not seem very relevant, but it actually does play a fairly decent role in our mental well-being and the amount of attention we've got for present time if we've got lots of clutter. Last week I talked about aching joints, where sometimes we talk about libido and brain fog and different subjects. So we will eventually be having some people to talk about men's health, especially as once the women themselves become symptom free, and as you say, if they're turbocharged, mm-hmm. then they're going to need their men to be able to keep up with them.
Absolutely, yes,
exactly.
So you
probably
were,
a turn of events, weren't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, you were rated one of the 50 most inspirational women by the Daily Mail. Inspirational for your work with the menopause or something else?
I have had several awards, actually, and some of them have been for my work in the health field, because, as you said in the beginning, I've been called the pioneer of the natural menopause movement, because I've been here since the beginning, helping to raise the profile on the fact that there is this published literature that can help women to do a U-turn and reclaim their well-being. I also set up a foundation in memory of my daughter in 2009. She was a medical student, and she was given something in her drink, which you call bath salts in America and we called legal highs in England. And I got 20 world-class experts together and we campaigned and eventually banned 100 substances. We shut down 500 retail outlets and 115 websites, and we got Amazon to stop selling them worldwide. And that was why I got the British Empire Medal. And I think the Daily Mail thing was a mixture, because I've been writing for the Daily Mail for years, and so they've covered both the my health life and my campaigning life, and so that was kind of probably a bit of both things.
You're a prolific author. I mean, you've done what, 27 books?
This one's the 28th, actually. So I didn't, but I never even planned to write one. That was the most amazing thing. So I'm going back to in the very beginning, when I had literally thousands and thousands of women with PMS wanting help. I was, and because it was all over the media what we were doing, because it was so unusual, I was approached by four different publishers. And so that's how I wrote my first book. I wrote the first book on PMS. And then it just went from there. So it was so helpful writing everything down. It stopped me having to say it a million times. And it helped the women as well, because after I'd had a consultation with them for an hour, they forget things, and to be able to have the book to refer to was amazing. And so over time, because we've done lots of research on everything from period problems to bowel issues like irritable bowel syndrome and preconception, pregnancy, sugar cravings, fatigue, all sorts of things. So there's been lots of different subjects to capture. And so I've kind of worked my way through those over the years, and ended up writing books about menopause and postmenopause, and just helping women to cover their bases so that they can understand what they don't know that will get them in good shape.
Is there anything else to write? Have you written it all, or do you think there's more?
No, I don't think so. I think there's more to write. I do. I'm not jumping up and down looking at. I think as I go through this journey, I don't really think about it in advance. It just kind of comes, and then I think, oh, I need to do that. But as we're going through this process over the years to come, trying to write the template, if you like, or the roadmap for women, I think that there'll be some books associated with that, definitely.
You know, there's science is making so many strides in so many areas, and you know, there's a lot of attention on the anti-aging movement, and you know, drugs like metformin that are showing to be you know, possibly positive, to have positive benefits. Do you foresee a time when perhaps the menopause will actually be pushed back further and further simply because of the advances in anti-aging drugs?
I think that is possible, but I'm not sure that that's what Mother Nature intended. And I think that if you ask the women whether they just want to delay the menopause and take drugs, or whether they'd like to learn to meet their needs naturally so they can feel brilliant and not have periods and know that they're staying in good shape, which would they prefer? And I don't think that survey's been done yet, but from the women I have spoken to, and it's tens of thousands, I'd say that if they knew that they could stay really well without drugs or hormones, and that they could future-proof their health and stay feeling vibrant, young, sexy, clear thinking, great sleep, not achy, I think they may choose that.
Marion Stewart, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, there you have it. There's no reason to suffer when you can feel good and you can manage your menopause naturally. Marion's book, that's the title, The 6-Week Guide to Calming Hot Flashes and Night Sweats, Getting Your Sex Drive Back, Sharpening Memory and Reclaiming Wellbeing, published by New World Library. I'm going to have some of that. And if you're on the menopause journey, believe me, this book could well become your favourite bedtime reading. You can learn more about Marion's club and all of her work and the programme at marionstewart.com, and that is MarionStewart.com. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer. You can learn more about me and the No BS Spiritual Book Club at sedgbeer.com. In the meantime, I'll be back with another edition of What Is Going On at the same time next week. Till then, it's goodbye from me.